Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to episode 3 of All American Never No More. Coop is rapping again. She's amazing. And Olivia has recently joined the Cotillionaires. Plus, we have a very, very special guest in studio. You just got cooped. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. We are super stoked to be returning to All American again this week. It's episode 3, and we have so much to talk about, so much cool stuff in store for you today. We're actually going to be doing a really fun character breakdown today, and we'll be talking about Spencer and his relationship to his father, Corey. So we're going to be going down the character list, talking about the main plot points that happened. We also have a very special segment where we talk about our most valuable player of the week, and we go around the table. Plus, we have a very, very special guest in studio today, which we're going to show you in just a second. But first, I'm your host, Mina Wahab, and to my left, we have Chris, who is the sports enthusiast, sports reporter, sports expert.
Yes. Right here. Hey, guys. What's up, buzzers?
And to her left, we have Sierra Chanel. She is our astrology expert, and she's also an athlete herself. And to her left, we have Zakia, who brings the fresh perspective to All American every single week. We love having her on board. And finally, drum roll, please.
Woo!
We have our very special guest right now, Sean Fury.
Woo! What's up, baby?
You haven't seen Sean yet, but you guys are going to be so excited to see Sean next week on All American. He will actually be playing younger Corey.
Yeah.
So we have a ton of questions for you. And I know there's some things you can't talk about, but there's a lot that we can pull at and find out for you.
I mean, so we can find the gray area.
Exactly. So we're going to get to that after our episode breakdown. And we also want you to chime in with your opinions about the show and the questions that we're asking here. But with that being said, what were your overall thoughts of this week's episode?
I'm excited for next episode. Gosh, the leading into that was crazy. I think Layla is definitely going to be the star of this season because she's going through it, and I love how they are like kind of playing it, which in this episode and then leading to next episode. Whew, I'm excited. Let's go.
This is a teenage drama. Like, finally, at the end of this episode, I was like, there is the drama.
Yeah.
There are all the antics. Like, whenever Layla was like, get out of my car, I was like, this is why we're here.
Yes.
All of us, like, literally yelled out loud.
Yeah.
So my overall thoughts are just, like, it's starting to simmer up. Finally. Everything's starting to cook. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah, I'm, like, super excited, but super nervous. I'm afraid for Layla. Literally, I couldn't breathe at the end.
Yes.
It was breathtaking.
For the ones that didn't catch this episode and just looking at this, Layla was cutting herself. That's what we saw and what we're commenting on,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like Sean came in right when we were going crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, what's happening?
Yeah,
so he's had the behind-the-scenes perspective, but
it has been interesting. Yeah. And, you know, like, my whole perspective on the show is it really brings you back to like what high school life was like, with, you know, like in one day you can have like a high and a low that are like equally as big in your life, and then the next day it just starts all over again.
Right,
high school.
It's the hormones.
Hormones.
I'm like about to get off topic, but like Coop, for example, literally she does the rap battle, and then she's like, everyone's cheering for her. It's like literally yesterday, everyone wanted you dead.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? Like, high school, where like one day you're like the king of the pack, like ringleader, all of it, and the next everyone's like,
it sounds like the Kardashians. It literally sounds like
high school is just like the Kardashians.
That's all it is. So let's talk a bit about Spencer, because in this episode, Spencer essentially gives an ultimatum to his father, Corey, saying, you know, it's either me or it's your other son that you've raised for 7 years. And then we find out that the decision was actually made by the son and not by Corey. It's super dramatic. I love it's like you're learning all of this for the first time. It's so engrossing.
I know all this stuff.
So what did you think about all of that? Like, how that played out? And could you guys relate to Spencer? Or were you like, Spencer, come on?
Oh, that was absolutely ridiculous. I cannot believe he even, like, tried. He really tried it. That's so rude. That's crazy because I forgot the character that said, oh, Coop. Coop is the one that said, you never know what's going back home. And that's exactly what happened. Like, he's going back home to nothing. He's going to be home alone. So that really sparked something in my mind. Like, you never know what's going on with other people. Like, be nice, guys. Be nice out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always get frustrated with Spencer because he wants the best for everyone and he... I don't know. He suppresses so many things on his own self to make other people happy and, like, wants everyone around him to be happy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes he can just be stupid.
Like, exactly simply, what he was.
Yeah, like, he was just really emotional. The decisions he was making were completely out of his emotions. I think at the end of the episode, I was like, thank God, like, you realized that you were in the wrong. But I don't know. I understood where Spencer was coming from, but I didn't side with him. Because, like, the whole time, like, I was just, like, grow up.
Exactly. Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I just think Spencer...
I mean, it's like...
I mean, I was like, well, you know, I kind of related to him, but...
Yeah, I just think Spencer this entire season has been super selfish. I think he is very emotional. He doesn't see beyond himself right now. So he's taking, like, even... to a point where he's negative. So he's speaking so much negative, like, even with Coop and she was rapping, he's like, oh, like, I don't know. Are you sure you want to do that? Like, everything lately has been super negative with him. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, he's selfish. And I think he's starting to realize, okay, like, I need to be a better person. We have Layla over here, which you're so consumed in your own life with screwing up everything, not even making it better. You're just making it worse that you can't even see Layla's cry for help. And you're her boyfriend. And I don't want to say that that's his responsibility because they're so young at this moment. But at the time, like, that's kind of your responsibility in the show.
Yeah. I love how right now on the panel, we all love Spencer season one. And we're like, oh, he's so amazing. Now everyone is so quick to be like, we hate
Get it together.
You look like you had something to say.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like the hero's journey, you know? I mean,
The hero's journey.
Yeah. I mean, Spencer's like a young guy. And I understand that, like, he has... growing up to do, but he's in high school. And all the attention is on him as the star athlete at this new school that he was, like, uprooted and brought to. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, to be topical or not, Harry Potter. I mean, Harry Potter didn't know he was a wizard, and then all of a sudden he found out that not only did he have, like, magical powers, but he was also, like, the most famous wizard in, like, the world.
Yeah.
That's Spencer. Yeah. That's Spencer, like, just, you know, and you got to deal with it. And there's moments when you're selfish and there's moments when, like, you're negative to your friends because you got all this pressure on yourself. Mm. So you're just kind of projecting onto other people. Mm. All these things are just things that you have to deal with as you grow into the wonderful, great person that you can be.
All right, brother. Know? And then is Corey Voldemort or, like, what's going on?
That's a good question.
Yeah, a multifaceted Voldemort. Like,
yeah.
We don't know yet. We don't know his backstory. What's the chat saying? Is the chat saying anything? I know we got some people joining in.
I think people are really ready for us to dive into the signs of some of these characters. Ryan is still fighting hard for his Pisces brother, and so is Logan Knight. Logan, we seek you, and
yes,
we appreciate
we
you for being a Pisces.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for chiming in to the chat. And Zakiya, I know you have a special announcement for us today.
Of course, guys. I want to send our loves to all of you for always watching and keeping us up in good spirits. We obviously come here because we love doing what we do, and that's talking to you about All American and all our other shows we have. So make sure you give our show a thumbs up and any other show you watch on AfterBuzz 5 stars and keep coming back because we want to give you more.
Yes.
We do want to give you more, and thank you for listening. We love it when you engage with our content, so the live chat is super important to us because we can just respond to you on the spot, but we still look at the episodes after the fact, and we still, you know, we'll try our best to get back to every comment. We just love it here. Thanks, guys. I do want to talk about the Coop storyline because I think this one is so important. I feel like you know, Coop has had, like, this up-and-down journey, and you kind of mentioned it, Sierra, like, you know, one day everyone hates her, and then the next everyone's cheering her on, and mm-hmm. it's, like, that going viral mentality when you get 200 likes. Yeah,
200 you're just viral.
You're just on top. You're on top of the world at that point. That's a lot of that's a lot of eyes on your content. So I've never seen someone stand up to bullying by having a rap rebuttal. So I definitely
I loved it.
So let's talk a little bit about Coop's trajectory. What do you think about the ups and downs and the final moment in which she's just completely speechless because of, you know, the really intense rap that she had to face off against, basically, you know, outlining every single thing she's done to make her, you know, like, just completely destroy her reputation or highlight the things that she's done that she's not proud of.
I mean, Coop is just so resilient. Like, that's just what I think of when I think of her. And she, it doesn't matter what she's going through, she always finds her way in trouble, that's for sure. But she always finds her way out of it, and she really is loved and supported because I feel like she's such a genuine person, you know what I mean? And I don't know, she always makes it through.
Right, I agree. I feel like right at a moment she felt like she didn't have to deal with the situation any longer. Mm-hmm. She was above it now. So everything was great because she was rapping. And then she came to the realization when she went to rap that I still have to deal with this, and I think now she's going to look into her raps and kind of project how she feels in the situation and maybe tell her, write her own story and stop mm-hmm. letting the streets write her story for her. So I hope that's what she does.
It's already proven to be impactful.
Yep. Yeah. Right. I hope she that's what she does.
Mm-hmm. What do we think about the rap that was directed towards her that was basically just, like, destroying her line by line by line?
Blasphemy.
That was fire, I'm not gonna lie. Because I've watched a lot of battles like that, underground battles that you see on, like, YouTube and stuff. So I think that's exactly what they do. And mm-hmm. she should have been prepared for it. She's like, oh, I'm going to amateur night and everybody sucks. Like, you obviously didn't YouTube this to see how they really do it, and you're big tripping right now, so do better next time.
Yeah.
She always gets in over her head.
Yeah.
Also, like, exactly. Not saying that necessarily was a situation, but she's, like, so hopeful and has, like, almost this false sense of, like, I hate to use the word optimism because I am, like, a very optimistic person, but, like, she's just, like, overly optimistic and, like, doesn't have a grasp on reality sometimes.
Exactly.
And, like, to what you were saying, it's like, yeah, she's like, oh my god, I made it to round two! And it's like, there's so much more than that.
You see, I feel like there is a certain arrogance to her character because with confidence, you know, you can say, I can do this because of X, Y, and Z. But with her, she says that she can, and it's more than just, like, blind optimism. She doesn't have anything to back it up mm-hmm. at the moment, so she's just, like, so, you know, effortlessly, like, oh, I'm just going to be suave and I'm going to wing it, and I don't have to work this hard because I'm just naturally mm-hmm. gifted. So I think, you know, her mother listening to her music, like, that kind of got to her head a little, and any positive validation she gets, it just, like, it completely, like, feeds her ego in a way where it's like, oh, 200 likes, I'm on top of the world, I'm gonna destroy everybody, and not realize that you have to still work towards that goal of staying relevant, of being good at your craft.
Exactly.
Totally.
Do you have something to say?
Logan, my dude, he said, I get that it's a rap battle, but I would have punched the guy if he brought up my girlfriend or a loved one. But I think, like, that particular note and the rap, we were all like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. Like, that was when it got kind of real.
It
you know
what
I mean?
Very personal. Even the audience wasn't receptive to it.
But
it was,
they were. Yes, they were. They're like, ooh, that's what a rap battle is.
But
they
end.
They researched the other opponent and every bad thing about that person. That is a rap battle.
No, I agree. And that's completely accurate. But at the end of that, everyone was literally dead silent.
Do we think that it's the $1,500 that caused this intense?
Absolutely.
Oh,
He's like, I'm rapping now. Yeah. I got this.
We're going to switch things up.
Exactly.
I just don't trust the gentleman that she keeps speaking to. It's something about
the
him.
The security guy?
Yes.
Oh, what's his name?
Preach.
Wait, okay.
I knew that.
You knew Preach.
Yeah.
Preach. I don't trust Preach. And I know he had her back at first, but he is off to me.
I feel like he did that to, like, light a fire under her butt and to be like, I'm telling you, you can't do it because he knows how she is. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he knew that was going to motivate her. Because she came back right away and was like, I'm going to be able to do it.
I'm sorry.
You know?
I don't trust anybody who doesn't have any emotions.
Mood.
Just not.
Well, I mean, that's kind of his, like, tough exterior.
And that's okay. And yeah. I would not trust him.
But if he really was going to do something, he would have done it by now, right? He had so many opportunities to put her in jeopardy. And
he also, like, just now started to, like, be able to walk again. Like, he's gone through it.
That's true.
This well, is I mean, true he, as well. Did, he was in the hospital.
Let's talk a little bit about Layla, because I do want to bring up this $1,500 amount and elaborate on that. She's kind of losing it a little bit.
No, she's literally, what did I write down? Layla is unhinged. She's spiraling.
Yes, she's spiraling. So unhinged. Finally, we see a different version of her.
Yes, I love it. Oh, I'm so excited.
it feels like one of those E! True Hollywood stories.
Yeah, the circumstances are not ideal.
The spiraling out of control. But yeah, she does have all of this money, and she keeps putting $100 bill after $100 bill, you know, just adding to the pot. She has nothing to gain from it. I think the money just isn't important to her. What do you think Layla's motivation is to just put in the $1,500? What is the motivation behind that?
That's hard.
She thinks it's probably for Coop. Like, I'm going to motivate you, Coop. And she's trying to be, like, a good person / unhinged person. So, really, it's just she's like, I just want to spend this money. I have nothing. Like, I don't use it for anything. Like, I don't care about it. Like, she does not care about life right now.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I just think that she's over life. Maybe she's seeking attention. Maybe if she spends all the money in their account, her dad will call her and say, hey, why don't you have any money? I don't know. Like, she's just seeking attention, but then also just, I feel like she's doing some type of drugs or something, because that child is just... She's just off of it. She's like high, then she's low, then she's sad, then she's mad.
Then she's yelling.
Or and then she's like, oh, let's have sex in school.
So she's a teenager.
It might be interesting if she...
I mean, if a teenager's on drugs.
Yeah. It might be interesting if she maybe has been medicated and is now not, or something like that.
Oh, if she's
I don't
not
think she's taking drugs. She's
like,
just
she's not,
not
I don't
under
know.
Medication anymore. Do you have any theories? Do you know what's going on with her?
I have an idea. You know, I was able to, you know, work on the episode after the one that you guys just watched.
How much can you tell us without spoiling next week's episode?
Probably zero. but no, it's crazy what's going on with Layla. And I sympathize with her because, you know, she came off so genuine and so likable and like, just a really good person on the inside. And then something happened to her that all of a sudden she has a change of heart where her personality is just entirely different. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I do, but I don't know what's going on, you know?
Do you think that could be a huge reason why Spencer's personality has shifted too in season two?
Honestly, when it comes down to it, a man is responsible for his actions and his own behaviors. I understand that Layla is a significant part of his life, but the way that she behaves should not really alter his course or his path. So I'm going to say no.
this is honestly spoken like a true Virgo.
I was about to say.
It's like so grounded.
Yeah, you put a lot of thought into that.
No, he's literally every time we talk, because me and Sean are friends. Every time we talk, he has all this good information about relationships, and that he's like a relationship guru. He knows the woman very well. He knows. He knows. Like,
I definitely pay attention to women when they talk. You know. But that was a skill I had to learn. Like, I had to, you know, get good at that.
I know.
It's something that gets perfected over years.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's
like, yeah.
Sorry. I do want to make this clear, guys, before we move on with Layla. I do think that this is a serious thing, because at this point, she needs help. Like, she's going through trauma. She might have PTSD. What is it? From the break-in. She needs help. And I hope, like, maybe she seeks it from that counselor. But it is serious, because a lot of teenagers do suffer from either depression. So something is wrong. So I just wanted to make that clear, everybody, that this is a serious topic. It is a topic that sometimes should be discussed, because we brush it off for our teenagers. Like, with teenagers, we're like, oh, they'll be okay. They're going to figure it out. They're going to find their way. But at this point, she needs serious help.
Right. It might be deeper than the break-in, because she's the one that she broke in. Like, she faked that break-in.
That help is on the way.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. Okay, so she's not going to kill herself.
I'm like, that sounds like a spoiler to me.
I mean, help.
He just told everything.
When help is needed, help is found. You know?
Yeah.
Can't lead a horse to water, can't make him drink, or something like that.
No, I think that's great. And I think it also speaks to, like, you know, if you ever see, like, the early signs of someone crying out for help without, you know, explicitly stating, hey, I need help. It's so hard to say you need help when you need help. You kind of need to step in and, like, alert someone, alert some sort of professional, or just provide them with the services that they may need. Because I think people kind of, like, try to stray away from mental health issues, and it's clear that, you know, Layla's going through things. She keeps trying to maintain her composure, but then at the very end of the episode, we see that she's been cutting herself. And that bracelet that we saw in the first scene was no accident.
Oh,
the
reason she that got we it see to it cover again it.
Right. is because it obviously was used to cover up the scars. And in that moment, my heart sank.
For real. I was standing up like, what? So when I comment on the episode, I'm commenting a lot of as a creative. So I'm like, yes, I can't wait to next. I mean, it's not, I'm not cheering for mental illness or anything. I'm just thinking about it from a creative side. Like, this is like a good episode. Yeah. But I know people really take this when they watch episodes, they take it like seriously. Like, people like cry and things about that on the episode. So I'm gonna try my best to comment on it as an audience member, not a creative, because I know I don't want people to take it out of context that I'm like cheering on mental health or whatever. But it's just good, good episodes. That's all.
We knew this was a creative.
But it literally happened before. I forgot what I did. There's a show that we did that like we had to take it a little bit more serious because of the audience. Oh, Euphoria. Yeah.
Oh, and you're like, yes.
Yeah, we had to take that a little more serious. And not on a creative side.
back to All American. Yeah. What did you think about that final scene where we see the cuts on her, on Layla's hand?
I mean, kind of like what I was saying earlier, like, and a little bit of what you're saying. It's so, I hate to use the word refreshing, but it's nice to like watch something and to just like completely feel it, like to be completely immersed in what you're watching, and like you have that moment where like you completely empathize with that character, like your stomach drops and like your heart's racing, you know what I mean? And like we haven't really experienced that this season.
Yeah, exactly. It's finally.
And yeah, I mean, like, we've been seeing her character build up, and we're like, what exactly is going on? And like, we finally are like, oh my god, like, what she is going through is literally not okay. And I think a main reason why we all love this show is because they talk about serious topics, and I think they do it in an amazing way, and like, we get to have conversations like this, you know?
Right. For sure.
So you had a similar reaction.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I hope they do talk. What do you mean you had a similar reaction? Like, you cut yourself?
No. Sorry. I think her heart sank when she watched it. I'm just guessing.
If you have done that in your life, it's nothing to be ashamed
of. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Like, I hope the people who have experienced that, like, I hope they really take it serious in the next episode and really show that she gets help from that.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, help is
on the way.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
Help is great.
It's so funny that she's spiraling and Olivia's like finding herself.
I know,
finally.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's ironic that Olivia's not stepping in because she always steps in. But Olivia's a character that, you know, Sierra called this out. Like, she was, like, writing her in her notes, Olivia doesn't know who she is.
No, and then it came up.
Literally, it was who are you? She could have been like, I'm a daughter. I'm a sister.
I'm anything. I'm a student of life. So Olivia is joining the Cotillionaires. The name of the organization is SoCal Muse. She goes into one of the first meetings. Everyone is dressed in white. It's one of these, like, fancy-schmancy events. Yeah. But there's a lot more to it where, you know, it's about giving back to the community. It's about community organizing. Essentially, the things that Olivia is the most passionate about, which is helping other people. And she can do it through this organization and make her mom happy. So she says, why not? I'll give it a shot. She goes dressed in all black, doesn't want to go in anymore because she feels like, you know, the person who's just, like, not...
The black sheep.
Yeah, the black sheep of the group, literally.
Symbolic.
And then she sits down and they get the questionnaire and it's like, who are you? Because obviously everyone at the age of 17 knows exactly who they are at that time. What did you think about this?
Well, I thought the event itself was really good for CW to put out there because it is like a traditional black like thing to be, like you were saying, you were a Jack and Jill. I was saying when I have kids, if they're going to be in a debutante or in a cotillion, that's like a cultural thing. So for her mom to say, hey, I think you should join this and see her culture and see who she was, that was great. Another thing is, I'm happy she finally joined it because now she realized, like I've been saying, she is so consumed in everyone else's life that she did not know who she was.
Yeah.
And it's so important, especially in those growing years that you find yourself, because mm-hmm. you'll be lost thinking about Tom, Jerry, and Mosley, okay? You'll be lost. Yeah. Right. So I'm happy her mom finally, and her mom saw it too, which mm-hmm. that means her mom her is mom's like nurturing.
Woke. We stand.
Yes,
we
yes. Stand. Her we mom stand. Was like, you're always in everybody else's business. Mm-hmm. So let me help you find your own exactly. in a nicer yeah. way than not setting.
Through an organization yeah. that literally helps other people.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, no, I think I was in Jack and Jill, which is a very similar type of organization, mm-hmm. but I grew up in predominantly white school systems. I did not really understand who I was, how people saw me, how I saw myself mm-hmm. until I started to get to that age and like in college. And I think there was like a breakthrough moment where you could tell Olivia whenever the girl next to her was like, I want to like change things for like black people around me. And like, you could tell Olivia was like, oh my God, almost like not that she had never thought of it before, but that was a concept that she hadn't put a lot of thought into. And yeah, you can tell that she has some deeper rooted things that she needs to figure out and yeah. hopefully is about to figure out and is excited to figure out.
I'm yeah. excited that she's going to figure out.
I also mm-hmm. thought it was interesting. It's the first time they kind of like talk about the idea of being mixed. You know, she has a white mm-hmm. mother and a black mm-hmm. father, and she's like, yeah, you know, my mom wants to get me into this organization. I yeah. think it's her way of like getting me in touch with like my black roots. And I thought that was really interesting because it's something that they've never touched upon. Like we've seen it. We've right. seen, oh, there's a blonde mom in Beverly Hills and then the black head coach, ex-NFL star. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just feeling like, okay, you're in a world where you're part of this group, but you're also part of that group. So in a way, you don't really have a group because you're in a place of in-between. And I know that, like, being biracial, a lot of people, whether, you know, they're black and white or they're, you know, Asian American and another race, it's mm-hmm. something that they deal with, a feeling of not belonging.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What did you think about them kind of, like, hinting at that and touching on that issue slightly?
I think it's so important. I am not biracial, and I still identify with, like, that type of struggle with my identity racially. You know what I mean? I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to, and I think it's something that, as we progress, there are more interracial relationships. There are more, like, mixed babies, regardless of what it might be, and it's relevant, it's topical, it's... I love that they're hinting at it, and I hope they, like, talk about it a lot more. Because it's normal, you know?
Right.
For sure.
I think it's important because, like, as you touched on already, she's in this predominantly white school, and it seems like Olivia doesn't know who she is, and she's mm-mm. been struggling with that, and she doesn't even have friends at this school, so hopefully yeah. she can make a group of people that she can sincerely connect with mm-hmm. at this cotillion and really yeah. find herself. And it's not to say that she can only find herself here, it's just a starting point yeah. for her.
And like, it's perfect because she exactly. gets to be, like, new best friends with Spencer's ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. and Layla at the same time.
No, literally.
So this is going to be so fun for future episodes. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Grace and Micah. I know it was a minor storyline, but we know in season one, Grace did have a bit of a crush on Micah. They went out. He was her teacher for urban planning. And now we find out that they're not really together anymore, yeah, just because of the Corey drama.
We loved him.
Do we think that Micah's going to be an important figure in the upcoming episodes? I'm trying to read Sean's face right now and see what I can gather.
So he's going to be in the next episode, Sean?
I don't know.
Okay.
Spencer,
I need... No, I want him to come back. I loved him when he was here on the show last mm-hmm. season. I'm like, yes, she gets somebody. Uh-huh. So hopefully he's come... He's very attractive. I hope they get it
it's
together.
Not always about looks, Chris.
Who yeah. said that?
No. Yeah. Who said that?
Shallow.
Okay. No, but I'm excited. I hope he comes and stays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stays.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I do want to touch a bit on, let's get back to the Spencer and Layla dynamic, because we did gloss over it, but I think there's much more there.
To my notes.
What is going on in this episode? Because in season one, we see Spencer and Layla together all the time. We see, you know, the first glance. We see how into Spencer Layla is. We just feel the connection from the get-go, and it's a very solid connection. I feel like both of them in season one were extremely mature, but now you know, things are happening in their personal lives. Layla's father is absent from her life. You know, I think Spencer can relate with not having that father figure present in his life until season one and two with, you know, his not biological father, but with Coach Billy Baker finally stepping into that role. Do we think that Spencer and Layla are drifting apart, or do we think that they're going to come back together?
Absolutely going to come back together. I don't know why Layla's not reaching out to Spencer in the first place, because, like you said, he knows about the daddy issues, about the father not being in his life. So that would be the perfect person to reach out to. But they'll get back together for sure.
I see them drifting apart.
Me and too.
I feel like this is a true indicator of high school. Like, it's not always puppy love. It's not always like, oh, love at first sight. You're growing. He's growing. You can grow apart. It happens. It's not something to be sad about.
So, yeah, that new girl coming in, it might be.
Oh, I don't know if I like her.
I think, like, with Jordan, Spencer was able to identify, like, oh, yeah, you're distracted. Like, you're not focused on football. And Spencer is a very focused individual. He's always known what he wanted. And I think that it's going to get to a point where he's going to have to make decisions for himself. Like, he has all kinds of drama going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if, I don't know, I feel like if Layla's not opening up to him and he feels like he's not able to break through, they're just going to kind of drift apart.
So you think Spencer's going to break up with her?
But she needs to find herself.
She can't. She's not even in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. She's not a human being. Like, she's so disconnected.
Right. I feel like she's never going to be okay if she stays in the relationship, only because she's so broken. And I mean, she could probably stay in the relationship, but she's never going to be okay if she doesn't seek the help she needs and if she stays broken and consumed with, like, making it look okay for Spencer or whoever else she wants to make it look okay for.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't care about that anymore.
I guess we won't get our answers until next week's episode, but we do know that help is on the way. Mm-hmm. And we might get some of those questions answered. I do finally want to talk about the last topic, which is just football in general and football on the show in Beverly Hills, how Spencer finally chooses Beverly Hills to be his team, tells his dad, hey, I just want you to be my father, and we have that
moment.
We have that touching moment. Were you guys like, yes, or were you like, no, go back to Crenshaw?
No, never. Why? Yeah. I don't have to be evil to think that. But no, that was very touching. I almost cried, definitely.
Yeah. It was a moment of maturity for Spencer. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. these kids are young, and it's nice for them to be able to recognize, like, okay, I was being silly. I was thinking with my emotions. And this is what's actually right or wrong. And
now he is the co-captain with Asher, who has actually been putting in the work, because Jordan's not. Jordan finally takes accountability to his father. Now I know I'm not putting in the work, and I will, and when I do, I'm ready to be co-captain then, which was definitely a lot of maturity.
Yeah. And he got that hug he needed. He needed that hug.
We all were sweet.
Our boys need those hugs.
Yes,
those
hug your boys.
Hug their dads. Hug your boys.
Release moms, the endorphins. Get rid of the aggression.
Did you get hugs as a child?
Yeah, I got a lot of hugs.
That's good.
We're glad.
Are there any final thoughts about this episode that you guys would like to share before we move on to our MVP special segment?
Yes, I'm excited for Layla's character. She's my fave now. Let's go.
I hope that Spencer's mom gets what she needs.
Or remember last season, you were like, they need to give her a story with another man.
Spencer's mom deserves love.
She does. She
let your hair down.
She should get another
have
man.
Have a couple drinks. Yeah. Go on a couple dates.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, write that in. You don't agree?
I don't. Okay.
You want her to fix the marriage.
It's coming from a lot of different angles. I, just because she's not really getting attention, you know, currently. She got a lot of attention.
In the past.
Yeah. Got cheated on.
No, but for the past 8 years, Corey, she's been raising these boys on her own. So, she can go out and get a drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Her kids are grown now. She can go get a drink.
Yeah, no, you're right.
We don't slut shame on this panel.
I support all
she
that.
She can do whatever she wants.
Promiscuity,
I support that,
Chester. All the way. Yeah,
I definitely support that.
Big time.
I'm just saying, you know, download Bumble.
swipe Lord. A little bit. Well, yeah. Some people in your area.
I think they're trying to like stay advertisement neutral, except for those like Surface Pro things that we keep seeing in every single episode.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, let's move on to our MVP special segment.
Yes, you are the real MVP, and it goes to my choice was Spencer. I chose him because he realized he was wrong in his situation with his dad, and you know, he went to Darnell and they had their little conversation. Super cute. I also chose him because, let me look at my notes. Oh yeah, he told Jordan, yeah, you're 100% wrong.
Love that.
Yes, mm-hmm. he was real with him. He had his moments in this episode where I wasn't too keen of him, but he won it overall for me, especially when he, again, looking at my notes, realized he was gonna stay right. Thank you. That was good. Realized he was gonna stay in Beverly. There was so much that happened this season, but yeah. Or this episode. But realized he's gonna stay in Beverly and like really went to his dad and had that conversation of, "Hey, mm-hmm. I'm going to stay here. I love it here." And this is the same thing that this relationship is the same you have with Darnell. So there you go.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
I like, just wrote mine down. Did you see?
I did not see.
Mine is Olivia. I really resonated with her, and I feel like she's finally focusing on herself. Focusing on yourself is so hard, especially when you've gone through a lot of like traumatic, like toxic things. And I'm just so proud of her, and I see her bright future. Mm-hmm. I see it, you know?
Yes.
She's out of people's business, which we love.
Mine is Coop. Because she's always spitting gems, and she's resilient, and she's going to come back next episode for sure.
And I want to ask you, not for this episode in particular, but for the season as a whole, for season one, for season two, who has been your MVP pick, Sean?
I think Coop is definitely the best character. To me, she's the most level-headed, and I just really like seeing her arc because she is still a young person, just like most of the other characters in the show. But you can kind of see her potential and like the direction that she's going into as like a person and a character.
Yeah.
And watching her journey and knowing that she's got this ability within her, this confidence and this ability to lead and make her own decisions eventually. Like sometimes she gets swayed in the wrong direction, but I think ultimately her head's in the right place and she's going to be good.
Yeah, I love that.
Agree.
Who do you think you identify with most on this show?
Definitely Cooper. Just because when I was in high school, I had a very similar personality so far as to think that I could do anything I wanted to, even though I don't have any experience doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it came to, like, let's say I had to do a rap battle, I would probably not be the best battler, but I would go into it thinking like, oh, I'm gonna crush every single person that comes up to me, you know. So I relate to her a lot in that way, with, you know, I just have always felt that I could do whatever I want to do and get away with it, you know.
Yeah,
just, yeah.
So you will be playing the younger version of Corey in next week's episode.
For sure, I am.
What can you tell us about that? What can you tease?
Okay, so here's what I can say about that. You know, Corey used to be best buds with Billy. I don't know.
Yeah,
right? Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's common.
Common knowledge.
Okay, so really what I find to be the most interesting thing, and I'm like, you know, I'm obviously not going to give anything away, but what happened? You know, like, why, like, what came?
Why they're torn?
I thought Billy Baker went with, you know, his wife, and that's what happened.
There's probably more to it than that, don't you think? I mean,
really? We don't know.
I know, exactly.
We don't
and
know, but you
perhaps,
know.
Perhaps that's something we might find out in
the next episode.
In the next episode is, you know, we get to see these two people who, like, we've been watching the show this whole time, and we understand the backstory, but we didn't see it.
We didn't see it, right?
And now we're finally seeing this interaction and these other interactions between these two former best friends.
Right.
And I can actually relate to it my own self because, like, I've lost friends over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a friend over a girl before.
Dang.
But the thing is, we reconciled.
Okay. You know?
So who knows if they reconcile, and maybe the fact that Corey is now the coach of the rival team,
right,
is that going to create a new dynamic between these two people who used to be so close to each other, or not? You know, I mean, it's a very exciting time to be watching the show.
Also, what type of preparation did you have to do in order to play the younger version of Corey? Did you meet with the actor who plays Corey?
I did meet with the
actor.
Study
his mannerisms? Or?
Okay, all right. So this, I don't know how much information you want, but
all of it. Tell
okay,
us
yeah, all right, sure. So Chad Coleman. Fun fact about Chad Coleman, who is Corey. He's the Corey. I'm high school Corey.
Yeah.
But fun fact about him, we have the same birthday.
Oh, what?
Isn't that crazy?
Look at you.
Yeah.
He's a burger as well.
Match made in heaven.
Literally the same date, you know, like wow. September 6th. Yeah.
The same date.
Yeah.
Right.
Birthday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, so the prep time, that was cool. Like, I definitely had to start watching the show in order to, you know, acclimate myself to, like, what was going on and, like, the character. Meeting with Chad was great. The thing is that Chad kind of blew me away because, you know, he was doing his scene before I had to do my stuff on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of variety that he actually gave the director and the crew so far is, like, every single take was
different.
Yeah.
That's
cool. It was incredible. And, like, the range, you know, he'll do the same lines laughing. And then the next take, he's crying. And then the next take, he's angry.
Wow.
And then the
my.
Next take, he's, like, kind of, like, just dead.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Sounds like the plot of Split.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow. Okay.
And it's going to be interesting for me to, like, actually watch the that episode and see what, like, which ones they decided to go with. Like,
yeah.
Oh, do we want him, like, smiling or crying or, like, because he gave them all of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so far as me, like, you know, I'm playing him and I have to, like, decide, okay.
Well, how you should play it, right?
Yeah. And this guy was so good. And it's like, okay. Well,
I got to follow that up.
Yeah, like, basically just do a good job. but he was great to meet, and he agreed with me. Another funny thing, like, I saw Chad first in The Wire, I think, or The Walking Dead. I saw both shows at around the same time, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first saw him, I was like, oh, I look like that guy. I have a resemblance to this actor.
Wow.
And, like, that, you know, 10
Boom.
Years later, I got
what?
His part. So when they told me
That's
that I was...
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They told me I was auditioning to play the younger version of him, and I went in so confident.
Like, I already know.
I had never been more confident in an audition, like, walking in, because I knew I had the part.
So not only did you look like him, you had the same birthday
yeah.
as him. Do you,
like,
have any similar mannerisms? Or?
That's a great question. I mean, the guy was mad humble, you know?
Yeah.
So
Ooh.
I would say that might be a contrast to me. I think I'm more humble in my later years.
Yeah.
No, but he's... Very polite gentleman. We didn't talk too much because I met him on the day, and he's very focused. You know, he's definitely a professional.
Heck
so,
yeah.
You know, we chatted it up. We talked about the character, and then he just went back to rehearsing and working on his craft. So I really, like, he actually went up in my book after working with him on that particular day. I respect him as an actor, but watching his process was really
amazing.
Inspirational, I would say.
What's your process like?
Mm-hmm.
My process. Because
this is your first big role on TV.
It's definitely a good step in the right direction, I would say. I had to go SAG for it. So
Yeah.
My process is really simple. So I've been acting for some time now, and I've basically figured out the like, I not to sound like arrogant or anything like that, but I would say that there is a simplicity to acting that not a lot of aspiring actors really focus on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of hone in on the simplicity of, like, receiving the lines and understanding what's happening in the scene, then you can really do whatever you want inside the confines of the scene.
You are such a Virgo.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but...
Okay, final question. Who wants to ask the coveted final question before we wrap?
I know what I want to ask, but I'm like, what is the question? Should I know?
No. What are you
going
to ask?
No, mine has nothing to do with this show.
Oh, okay, well, we'll save that for afterwards.
I was going to say, like, what projects are you currently working on?
I'm actually working on my own web series.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the first time hearing this. Cool.
So, you know, I got paid. Which was great, and I was like, "Oh, what am I going to do with
this
money?"
Put this money towards.
Yeah, let's work on my own project,
awesome.
And that's been, like, really gratifying because I've get to get behind the camera. I actually have some experience producing, but now I get to direct, so it's all very wonderful.
Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah. So basically, it's a love story, and the idea is to focus on basically each episode is another moment in time. In the progression of the relationship. So it starts with how they meet, and then next episode is maybe the first date, maybe the next episode after that is the first fight, things of that nature, and it just progresses.
I love storylines like that.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Where can we find that when it comes out?
It'll probably be on YouTube. It's the title is Impressions.
Impressions, okay.
That's how it always starts.
Well, awesome. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Sean. You left an amazing impression on all of us.
I know it is.
And thank you to everyone who's joined our conversation tonight on AfterBuzz TV with the All-American panel. Where can the great people of AfterBuzz find you, Chris?
Hey, you can find me at TheChrisExclusive on Instagram.
You can find me at Sierra Chanel on literally every single social media platform.
Hey guys, you can find me at Zakia W underscore on Instagram.
And Sean, where can everyone find you?
Social media, Instagram, and all that stuff at Sean Fury. S-H-A-U-N, not W.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Sean. It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
You're one of my favorite Virgos.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
I'm your host, Mina Wahab. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you all next week.
Woo! Bye.
And me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.